Before we start recording, recording equipment, Revelation chapter 9. We're still preaching on the personality of Satan. If you don't understand this, you need to learn this from this series of messages. The devil is real. He's real. He's got more split personalities than your mother-in-law, too. Amen. He's real. I mean, I'm telling you what, he is real. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 1, then why did David squall amen on that? Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. Preach on, Brother Gary, preach on. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And this peculiar verse, verse 3. And there came out of the smoke locusts. So under the earth, here comes these supernatural, watch this, supernatural locusts up on the earth. And unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. Now jump down to verse 11. This is how you know those locusts were supernatural. Speaking of the locusts, John continues, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name, talk about the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, he gives us two translations of this name. Hebrew is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. You can be seated. While you're doing that, I want to say a couple things. Number one, we've been studying this. I said this is 4 weeks on this series of messages. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, last week, we saw this beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit. As the devil. And what we have is Satan presenting himself as in various forms in the Trinity, the satanic Trinity. Now we said Satan mimics the Lord. You have to, if God's got a Trinity, and he does, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Everybody knows that, should know that. Satan also presents himself in a Trinity type manifestation. We looked at last week is the beast. And the beast is the Antichrist. That's one of those forms. In this verses of Scripture, we're seeing this beast, Satan, being named Abaddon and Apollyon. Now, we're still basically dealing with the same beast, same individual. But these names are going to tell us a lot about our adversary. And if we're going to understand the enemy, if you're going to understand the adversary, you need to understand his traits and his habits and what he intends to do. Now, every Christian I know says, well, I know what the devil's up to. Really, we don't have a clue what the devil's up to. He's way smarter than we are. And if we could see what was going on around us right now, it'd scare the daylights out of us. If you could really see spiritually the warfare that's being waged in the heavens around us, even on this earth around us, man, we'd be scared to death. But in the bottomless pit, the beast is the angel, same individual, same entity. The beast from last week is the angel of the bottomless pit this week. And he's the king of the locusts. And his name is Abaddon and Apollyon. And these names are going to tell us not all we need to know, but a lot of what we need to know about our adversary. The definition of these two words is, they're same word, they're just two different languages, two different translations. So they have common definitions. One of them is perdition. If you look up the word Abaddon, the word Apollyon, you'll come to the definition of perdition. Now that is by no accident that the Antichrist is called the son of perdition. See, now God, the Bible's not written by happenstance or by accident. Everything in there is on purpose. That's why you need every word in your Bible. You need every period, every comma, every jot, every tittle. You need all that to make a good understanding of the Bible. So you have the perdition.
Perdition is not just a person, as a son of perdition, but perdition is also a place. Perdition would be back from the Old Testament, would be hell, Sheol, those type words. That's where perdition comes from. So not only, and we deal with the Antichrist, as we deal with Satan, is he the son of Satan, but he's a son of hell, which makes a lot of sense because, as you know, Judas, the only other individual other than the Antichrist to be referred to as a son of perdition, was also had a devil. So, man, there's a lot of things going on in these words. So you have perdition. Another definition is the destroyer. That's the most common one you'll see associated with these two words, is the destroyer. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you know that the Apollyon and the Abaddon has to be connected with, at the very least, but I believe they are the same as Satan, one of his many forms and manifestations. So we see all these supernatural things that begin to happen. They're the perdition. These names associate Satan with these supernatural locusts that are coming up out of the earth. Now, if you study locusts and anything like that, naturally speaking, Wes probably has, I'm pretty sure, you'll know that locusts will go underground for so many years, then they'll come back up. And ain't they a pain when they do? I mean, they're noisy. I mean, y'all remember about a year or two ago, you could go up, especially on Ohio, northern Kentucky, and we went to the Ark that one year, and you could hear them everywhere. That gets on your nerves. They're so loud. And that's what I want you to remember, that Satan, also by this relationship, has relationship to noise. Amen. Noise bothers people. Remember when Moses came off the mountain and he said, there's noise in the camp. And those people had poured out a golden calf. And so that noise is not music. Music is not noise. But some things that appear to be music are just noise. It's hard to understand all that. Hopefully we'll make sense of that in a minute. But these locusts, as I said, verse 3, he can come out of the bottomless pit, and there's these locusts. And they're supernatural. And Satan, naturally speaking, Proverbs teaches us that locusts have no king. But these locusts have a king. So that's first clue that we're dealing not with a typical ordinary locust. If you had any misunderstandings about that, what you're dealing with in these locusts are demonic spirits, demonic beings. So you have the locust, Apollyon and Abaddon, all together. Now, if you're going to get into locust, then you have to understand another name for the devil from the Bible that we can add to these two, to Abaddon and Apollyon, is Beelzebub. Beelzebub is translated Lord of the Flies. So Satan is pictured as being king of insects. And that type, and man, if you ever seen some of them bugs, man, they look demonic anyhow. Them stink bugs and all that, I think they're from hell anyhow. I mean, you kill them, they stink. I believe that. But Beelzebub is linked with these names. Jesus himself said of this, that Beelzebub was the prince of the devils. The king, so it's the king of the bottomless pit, king of them locusts. So these three names are coming together. And the king of the bottomless pit, the prince of the devils, Abaddon, Apollyon, and Beelzebub. Now, I want to give you a few things, and we'll try to be quick, and then try to let you go home. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how quick I can preach this message, though, because it's one of those messages that's going to take a little bit of getting into. Brother Jerry's brought me some stuff. We're going to share that with you here in a minute. You're going to be surprised to find out how active Satan is in pop culture under these three names. Abaddon, Apollyon, and Beelzebub. Okay, number one. Now I want you to remember, Lord of the Flies and Locust. All right? Everybody should be familiar with that title, Lord of the Flies. It was a book many years ago. They made a movie out about it. And that stuff's not by accident. Somebody's behind the scenes controlling entertainment. Ain't that a mess? I mean, you believe it or not, even all the way back to Andy Griffith, there was, remember, Andy Griffith's a good TV show. I think you ought to watch it. I don't think you're saved if you don't. But there's things about Andy Griffith that were satanic. You had Otis, man, a drunk. But he'd go to church on Sunday, sing in the choir. That sends a bad message about church, don't it? You ever think, man, we got to quit watching Andy. Brother Gary, you're ruining everything for us. My job as a preacher is to take sin and nip it. Nip it in the bud. Amen. That's my job. Number one, as a bad Napoleon and Beelzebub, Satan can fully possess an individual. Now, I know a lot of folks get nervous, and in the modern church age, we don't believe people get possessed by devils and all that. You've bumped your head. Satan is just as much devil today as he was 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked on this earth. God's still the same God, so we still got the same devil to deal with too. And I'm telling you, Satan can fully possess an individual. Now, give you some examples. As Lord of the Flies, I'm just going to deal with flies for a minute. I've done some research on this. The average human body, and just dealing with the outside of your body, just your flesh, part you see, a man and a woman can have anywhere, the average adult, from 39,680 flies to 48,908 flies. That's what it would take to cover your body entirely. That's a lot of demons. If Satan is Lord of the Flies, Beelzebub, and Jesus called him Beelzebub. And I think Jesus knows what he's talking about. That's not counting what could get on the inside of you. That is just almost, listen fellas, the high number of that is for men. The average woman takes 39,680 flies to cover a female body, an adult female body. The average man, 48,908. That means you fellas have the potential to be possessed by almost 50,000 demons. As Lord of the Flies, locusts. Locusts a little bit bigger than flies. But you think 48,908 flies on your body. And you'd be as black as my shirt. And that's at one time. That many can be on your body all at once. And each of them have a square half inch of your body to set on. So let me say this to you this morning, or this evening. See, Brother David, it's contagious. When Satan comes after you, he ain't coming by himself. You're not just going to have to fight the devil. You're going to have to fight devils. You ever notice, like drug addicts, it starts with one. And I've never met a person that was a drug addict that their whole life only tried one drug. Am I telling the truth? Some of y'all been there. They get that first one. Then it's another one. Then there's another one. Then there's another one. Then it's a cocktail. Then it's a bunch of stuff. Then next thing, I got to have these ain't strong enough. I got to have this one. Then 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 I have this one. You know what that is? It's flies. Covering that whole body. And the next thing you know, they're covered up. And that's what Satan's doing to our people. I give you all kind of examples like that. But Satan, you're not just going to fight the devil. You're going to have to fight a bunch of devils. Almost 50,000 of them. And that said, that's just what gets on the outside of us. That ain't counting on the inside. Let's look a little further. Jesus asked the unclean spirit in Mark chapter 5, verse 9, said, "What is thy name?" And he, the unclean spirit, answering, said, "My name is Legion, for me are many." Now, if you can have almost 50,000 on the outside, this man, one man, Jesus speaks to one demon named Legion, but that word Legion is anywhere between 3,000 to 6,000 demons. It's a Roman legion. The highest number I could find for a Roman legion was 6,193 soldiers. At one point, the Roman legion was their entire army. So you're running the possibility of Satan unleashing his entire army on one individual. Ain't that a mess? Beelzebub, Apollyon, and Abaddon, he's the destroyer. And if he has to unleash every demon of hell on you at one time to destroy your life, he has no problem doing it. Matter of fact, he'd gladly do it if that destroyed your life. So you got, listen to this, a Roman legion, like I said, 6,000 soldiers. We'll go 6,000 instead of going to the 6,100 number. Not only was there foot soldiers in that army, but there's horses. They say that there's over 500 horses in a legion. So now you're not only dealing with 6,000 of this kind of demon, you've got 500 of something else. See, and it's never just one demon that gets after you. Satan unleashes everything. And if this don't get you, he'll find something a little bit... If a foot soldier don't get you, I'll unleash a cavalry on you. And he gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So now you've gone from 48,000 demons on the outside to 6,000 on the inside. You're in a mess spiritually when you get this many demons turned loose on you. And the Bible says he's the king of the bottomless pit. And the locusts come up out of that pit. And I promise you there's more than 49,000 locusts coming out of that pit. I promise you there's more than 49,000 flies flying around the earth right now. We are in a spiritual warfare. Spiritual weakness, high places, you guys know all those verses. And Satan is trying his best to consume and occupy your life. Number two, not only does he fully possess, but as Abaddon and Apollyon and Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, King of the Locusts, Satan feeds on you. So it's not enough to possess you. Like you ever watch a fly? You know what flies eat? Trash. Flesh. They consume flesh. You know what Satan's doing right now? He's consuming the lives of our people as he gets in them, gets on them. He feeds on your fleshly desires. I've seen it. I've been here. I've been there 100 times. And you try your best to stop something. Next thing, man, it's the very thing Satan tries to bring up to you. Bam, he's right there. He tries his best to feed on that desire. Have you ever seen? You've been there. You try your best not to listen to rock music or something like that, and you'll change the radio station. You'll hit the scan button, and it stop on a worse song. Why does that thing never stop on a gospel song? I mean, think about it. I mean, you hit that scan. I know there's 93.3, which I don't listen to that a lot, but that K-Love station, I know it's out there. I know there's 107.9. I know like 101.9 plays gospel music of the mornings. I know that it's out there, but it'll never stop. When I hit that scan button, that booger never stops on those. Why? Because that fly is trying to feed off my flesh. You ever do that for TV? You watching a show and all of a sudden a wicked commercial comes on. It's that devil feeding that flesh. I mean, you'll be trying your best to behave. I mean, it's like, you ever been on a diet? I don't know, some of y'all don't have that trouble. I do. You ever be on a diet and then you're trying your best not to eat something and it never fails. Your wife will say, let's stop and get an ice cream. Never fails. Or your spouse. Hey, or your dad or your mom, somebody's, well, man, I'd love to have a milkshake. Well, bless your heart. I'm trying. You know I'm on a diet. Well, you don't have to get one. What am I going to do? I'm in the drive-thru. I mean, it's just, if I don't order, I'm going to feel bad. I'll feel like I should have got, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get a smile. Two of them. But I'm going to get one. That devil, that fly, feeds off that flesh. And as a bat in the paw unit in Beelzebub, that's what he's doing. He's taking a part of you that ought to be dead. If you don't believe me, kill something that lay out in the road for about 3 or 4 days and watch the flies. Your flesh, you're supposed to mortify the deeds of the flesh and crucify the flesh. That's all in the Bible. And when what we do is instead of burying that flesh, which this morning, thank God, we buried about 5 of them, amen. But instead of leaving our flesh buried, we'll dig it up. Next thing you know, the flies get on it. And that's how them flies come in. And they feed off that flesh. They get a hold of it. I mean, you ever been here? I mean, you'll go into McDonald's or somewhere like that, and you'll order a double quarter. You're on your diet. Remember, you're on your diet. But, I mean, it seems like, your family won't stop at McDonald's. My wife don't. My son, bless his heart, he'd snort McDonald's chicken nuggets. I'd let him. He really would. I'm surprised I don't see him cutting them up and snorting them. I really am. But, let's go get McDonald's. You'll be like, well, all right. And I don't really know. I don't really want nothing. But give me a double quarter pounder meal of cheese. Supersize that. Oh, to drink, Diet Coke. Man, I was good. I got a Diet Coke. I got a billion calories and cholesterol through the roof, but man, at least my sugar's good. That's what that demon does. It feeds off that part of you ought to be dead. Why are you going to order a Diet Coke after ordering all the rest of that stuff? You might as well go all out and get a supersized Biggie Coke. Bless the Lord, I'd love to have one. Oh, you all lying. I'm joking. I know Miss Alicia, everywhere she goes, it's a Diet Pepsi. And she will walk out if they don't have Diet Pepsi. I have been through drive-thrus, and we get through there. You order your stuff, and then they say, sorry, we don't have any Diet Pepsi. She's like, give me my money back. Well, don't you want? Nope, I want Diet something. But anyhow, she don't like regular. Miss Natalie don't like regular. We got a bunch of you people backslid, drink Coke Zero and all that stuff. God help you. But Satan, in this manifestation of his personality, feeds on your flesh. And if you don't get your flesh where it ought to be, it's going to get covered with flies. And next thing you know, you just don't have to battle one demon. You've got to battle 55,000 of them. And it just gets worse. Let's go on. As Satan, as Abaddon and Beelzebub and Apollyon, not only does he feed on not only does he feed on your flesh, but he multiplies. Catch this. He spreads and he multiplies. Do you know that a fly, a house fly, can carry anthrax, cholera, conjunctivitis? I don't even know what that is. I thought that was something you do in an English sentence. You know, conjunctivitis, I guess. I don't know. Diphtheria, dysentery, E. coli. Interesting one. Leprosy, a type of sin in the Bible. Typhoid fever, and many other diseases that one fly can carry. Now, if you get if you pick up a disease from a housefly, do you know how you get a disease from a housefly? It don't bite you. Houseflies don't bite. Huh? It poops on you. Or it poops on your food. And you consume it. And then, get this. First or second sin really ever committed on this planet was committed by Eve. And it was because Satan told her, eat that apple. Eat that fruit. Why? Because he knew the fruit was contaminated. Yep. And we know it was a tree of life, God planted all that. But ain't that, man, why in the world does a preacher preach like something like this? Because it's the Bible. But that's how you got other horse flies and all that, they'll bite you. I mean, if you don't believe they'll bite you, get you a horse and watch it. They'll bite you. But that average old house fly, he's going to leave droppings on a, you're going to be at a picnic and you're going to leave your watermelon out and there's going to be four or five flies landing on it you're not going to see. Then you're going to go behind it. And you have become that little bitty fly's porta potty. How many of y'all going to eat at picnics now? Raise your hand. Y'all still want to have that cookout? Amen. But that's how they infect you, by what you eat. So I wrote this down. So be very careful where you feed spiritually. You may go to a church somewhere and you may think you're getting good food or whatever. What you're getting has been contaminated by some fly. And that's how that fly is going to spread disease to you. Now, how about this one? Told you that flies, they multiply. Get this. One female fly in her lifetime can lay up to 600 eggs. Just one of them. Now, let's go back to that guy that has 48,908 flies covering his body. All right? This is how quickly sin multiplies on your life. If just one third of those 48,000 flies are female, just one third of them, in just a couple of weeks, that same individual has attracted an additional 9,781,800 flies. Satan's not messing around. Jesus didn't call him Lord of the flies and King of the locusts and all that for nothing. Not only does he spread disease, but he spreads himself. And he multiplies in your life. Satan's pursuit of you is relentless. See, young folks don't get this. They think, well, I'm big, I'm tough, I'm handling it. You're not going to handle almost 10 million demons after you. You can't do it. And I said, Reggie, you really think there's 10 million demons in this world? I can name you a bunch of them off the top of my head just from what you get off TV. Yeah. You flip on MTV. Is MTV still on? I don't know if it's still a channel or not. Flip on that stuff. Watch it, man. You see demon after 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 demon. And you got this Lady Gaga. She's just devil possessed she could be. You got Beyonce. You've got her husband. What's his name? Jay-Z. You've got all that crowd. You've got, Britney Spears, Aquavelva girl, whatever her name is, Christina Aquavelva. You got all these folks. They're just demon after demon after demon after demon after demon. You might say, now, Brother Gary, she was in the Mickey Mouse Club. You want to get me started on Walt Disney? I mean, you got a cartoon out now where they're promoting, what's his name, Buzz Lightyear, and they're going to put a same-sex kiss in it. Who's that stuff marketed to? Your children. Demon after demon after demon after demon. You get on, I'll go on Netflix the other day, one of the first things that pop up, now trending on Netflix. Y'all can do Netflix. Y'all see it says now trending, popular shows, whatever. One of the first things it says was Lucifer. Why is the devil so popular? Demon after demon. 10 million of them. And we sitting here this evening and we think we can handle it. You're not going to handle it. You know, 10 million flies could pick you up and pack you off. I read today they're trying to do a study of how many flies it take to carry a person. It wasn't 10 million. Now, it's an extraordinary number. And then you get all this stuff about, you know, the science of it. And you know, with this many flies down on the bottom, they couldn't flap their wings and all that. But listen, you get enough flies on you, you're going places you don't want to go. And it all starts with that one bite. One little nibble of sin. The next thing you know, man, you're possessed with billions and millions of demons. And he's pursuing. He hates us. And you think, in just a few short years, if that long, the Holy Spirit's going to be gone, the church is going to be on, and Satan's going to be off his leash. And if he's got all this 9 million flies infecting people right now, what's he going to do when there ain't nobody here praying for you? Yeah. What's this world? I mean, you imagine being lost after the rapture? I mean, it's going to be, you talk about demonic spirits and presence and all that stuff. You're going to see something you've never, ever imagined. Now, these names, Abaddon and Apollyon and Beelzebub, show us Satan's influence in politics. Now, y'all know me, I never get political in my preaching, ever, except for this morning and last Sunday and last Sunday morning and Wednesday. Maybe I get a little political. But it's no accident that John, through the Lord Jesus Christ, refers to this king of the bottomless pit as Apollyon. If you understand, like I said, that is Greek, or it's Roman, it's Greek. That Apollyon is the same as Apollo. That takes you to the Roman religion. Apollo does. Caligula, Nero, and Domitian, all Roman emperors, all claim to be reincarnation of Apollo. What's John telling us? John is making sure that we understand that this devil that's coming up out of hell is going to be politically motivated. He's going to have political ties. He's Apollo. If you study the Greek god Apollo, he was attracted to both men and women. Now, what's that mean, Brother Gary? That in the book of Daniel, you'll learn that the Antichrist regardeth not the love of women. He's a homosexual. Why do you think LGBTQIA+ is such a big deal right now? Them demons are starting to spurt up out of there. That's all that stuff is. You know, so my cousin's in that mess. Your cousin's getting ready to get a million flies on him is what he's getting ready to do. But he's attracted to women. Apollo it connects with, in the Old Testament, 2 Kings, a fellow by the name of Adrammelech. Adrammelech was a god that was linked with child sacrifice. Why in the world do we think now for 30, 40 years they've been squalling about abortion? This has nothing to do with population control. It has nothing to do with health care. I mean, if you believe that, I can't help you. What we're seeing is an attack on our young people. An escape route. Now, I know things happen. I'm not talking about all that. But I'm telling you is this. There are people out there that are more than happy to sacrifice their children to the devil. And it's not always just through something like that. Sometimes it's just through, almost cussed. It's through bad parenting. Hello? Listen, if you're one of them parents, and I hope you're not, because you're going to get mad at me if you are, but if you're one of them parents that take your baby in the living room and set them in front of the TV and put a controller in their hand, and then you walk off for hours at a time, you are allowing Satan access to your children, and you might as well be binding their hands up, hand and foot, and casting them into the fire. You're sacrificing them to the devil. I think parents and grandparents, aunts, uncles, if you love a kid, what you'll do is take an interest in what that baby's doing. Pay attention who they're listening. Man, we'll stick earphones on their ear, and we have not a clue what they're listening to. And you know what they're getting? They're getting all that, them demons from MTV and all, you know, all that crowd. They're in there screaming at them. Hate your parents, hate your parents, hate this. Do this, do that. This drug's good, kill the cops, do that. And that's honor, Brother Guy. Them songs that don't say that. I've listened to enough to know that's what they say.
Good preaching.
And we're sacrificing our kids to Adrammelech. Parents not involved. Now I say this often, and I'll say it again. I believe. I'm not going to say it. Y'all know what I think. If you're a daddy, be a daddy. Amen. If you're a mommy, be a mommy. Right? That's good preaching. Thank you. That Adrammelech. Apollo, through the study of mythology, was attracted not just to men, and of course women, I said it earlier, but is attracted to young men. Why do you think we're seeing child trafficking at an all-time high? and these kids getting kidnapped and molested and raped and all that. It's because there's a demonic spirit unleashed on this world. And I wouldn't give you a dollar for somebody that'd mess with a little baby.
Amen.
I mean, I'll give you my opinion. If you don't like it, that's your tough luck. I think what y'all do, if you're a child molester, it'll take you out and blow your brains out.
Amen.
I'd volunteer for the job right now. I will. I'll even provide the bullet. I mean, I'll try my best to lead them to Jesus and send them to Him. Amen. But listen, we're seeing these things happening to our children. And we're still here. It's going to get worse. Why do you think Epstein Island, they're always, every time that thing comes up in the news, something else has to happen to distract you from it. Why do you think they're not giving you the list of names of the clients of what's her name, Maxwell lady, that was brokering all that for them perverts? Why won't they tell us who the perverts were?
Exactly.
I'd like to know, wouldn't you?
Amen.
I'd like to know if President Clinton was really there or not.
Right.
I'd like to know if President Bush really went. I'd like to know if Obama went. I'd like to know if Madonna went. There's another demon from hell. I'd like to know if these people really went there and enjoyed the sacrifice of our young people. And also, you think, I mean, Lord have mercy, I better hush. Apollo is linked with Molech, and from, you know, if you go back to the Bible, Amos 5, Acts 7, and Leviticus and all that. And again, that links him with child sacrifice and sexual sin.
Yeah.
It's Lord of the Flies.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we are promoting, we're living in a society that is constantly promoting sex to our young people?
Come on.
Says that's a demon.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't watch a, I don't know what that movie was rated, that Disney movie, that Lightyear movie. It's PG, I guess. I don't know. You can't watch a PG movie unless they're trying to indoctrinate your young people.
Amen.
From Disney. I think you're bumped your head if you take your kids to Disney World. In our, amen. In our political arena, it's full of people with that same spirit of Apollo. I'd almost bet you money, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, but I'd almost bet you money that almost every major national politician, I'd say over half of them, have got some kind of link to child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I believe that. I might not have Bible for it, but I believe it because of the spirit that's on this world.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. These names, Apollyon and Beelzebub, Abaddon, and now Apollo, link this spirit with the second heaven. Y'all understand there's different levels of heaven, right? First heaven is the air outside. You're going to walk outside, and it's probably going to be muggy. That's first heaven. Second heaven, tonight, you're going to look up. You're going to see stars, hopefully, and clouds. I mean, we've got enough clouds. But you're going to see a star and the moon and the sun. That's the second heaven. Third heaven's where we're going. But Apollo is linked to that second heaven. And I said, Brother Gary, how do you know? Starting in 1961, running through 1972, our space program had a program called the Apollo program. There were, I think, 17 Apollo missions. Pay attention to these numbers. It's important. The most famous ones that we know, we can remember, Apollo 11. Y'all know what happened when Apollo 11? It's when they faked the moon landing. I don't know if y'all believe that or not. I don't know if they really went to the moon or not. I mean, it's weird. They put a sign up, a flag on the moon, and it just, like it'd been starched. I don't know about all that. That's just different. And I don't know. I'll keep my opinion to myself on that. If you want to believe they went, that's your business. I won't fall out with you. But Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong, one small step for man, a giant step for mankind. What are they trying to do? They're trying to take over the moon. And the moon is spiritual in itself too. If you want to know what the moon's the top of in your Bible, the moon's the top of the church. And the world's always wanted to take over the church. Yeah. But anyhow, that's Apollo 11. It landed July 20th, 1969. The next one, you all remember this from the big movie Tom Hanks was in. He's another one in Child Pedophiles from Epstein Island. Apollo 13. Y'all remember Apollo 13, that big disaster that happened? Did you know that the number 13 represents the number of rebellion? What if God is trying to get their attention? Number 11, first landing on the moon, number 11 is the biblical number of chaos and disorder. Something not right with that. The last of those missions was Apollo 17. Number 17 means complete victory. This world really thinks they have completely defeated me and you as a church. And that's that spirit that's been unleashed. He thinks he's won. He thinks he's won. Number 6, and I think this is the last one, I think. No, I got one more after this, and I'm trying to hurry. These names show to you the musical influence of the demonic world. Satan was well known over in Ezekiel for his tabrets, which is a small drum, and his pipes. Why do you think when somebody sings, they got a great voice? What do they always say about them? They got a great set of pipes. It's a biblical link to Lucifer. You gotta be careful. I know you guys don't believe me, and you think Brother Gary's just getting old and crazy, and he's just against everything. You've got to be crazy or careful what you listen to.
Amen.
Music opens you up spiritually.
Amen.
That's why I don't believe a word of it. Why do you think we get up and sing the song to open every service? The right kind of music opens you up to the right kind of spirits. The wrong kind of music opens you up to the wrong kind of spirits. Amen. I've never heard of anybody said, I got drunk singing Amazing Grace. I've never heard anybody do it. It may have happened, but I've never heard of it. But man, they'll listen to some honky-tonk song, next thing you know, well, they're drunker than Cooter Brown. Music is spiritual because it is from Satan. You go back and you study through the Old Testament, you'll find out a lot of links between Satan and music. We have got to be careful what we listen to.
Amen.
By telling us he's a Abaddon, the Hebrew name, he's telling us his ancestry. Now, I've long preached, I've long believed that the Antichrist will at minimum be part Jewish. He's got a Greek name and he's got a Jewish name. So I believe, we speak about the beast last week, that spotted animal, that biracial, interracial production. I think the Antichrist will be biracial. I think he's going to be part Jewish. He's going to give him his claim to the temple and to the Temple Mount and all that. There's going to be part of him. He may be completely Jewish, but there's going to be a part of him that's going to have some claim to that Roman Catholic doctrine. And he's showing us his nature, showing us his ancestry. There's many, 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 many millions, we've done seen this evening, manifestations of Satan here and demons. But all these only have one goal, and they want to see you in hell. Do you imagine if I told you I'm going to take Dalton? If I was going to get in a big out and out fist fight other than Miss Natalie, I'd pick Dalton. He's the biggest fella in here. I don't know how good he'd do in a fight. I mean, his sister used to whip him all the time. Can I get an amen, Miss Leah? No. But, you know, if I was going to build a football team and I have to pick between I got five boys the size of Dalton or five the size of Easton to make my offensive line out of, I'm picking Dalton's. Amen. If you know anything about my telling the truth, I'll put Easton in the backfield somewhere. But on that line, I want them big fellas.
Amen.
You get enough big fellas pushing, he don't have to run fast. If everybody in front of him can block and hit and they just wait, put it, knock everybody out, he can moonwalk to a touchdown. Why? Because you got all the power up front. You think, you want to know how crazy we are, think we can beat the devil? You're not strong enough to beat 90 million demons. 6,000, you're not strong enough to beat 6,000 of them. You're really not strong enough to beat one of them. But the more you have pushing and pressing you, the harder it's going to get to where you want to get to. And that's what this Abaddon and Apollyon, Beelzebub, Apollo, all these names mean. It's just, he's a destroyer. And he wants to see you destroyed. I had this. Brother Jerry brought me this. This is a comic book from 1977, 5 years before I was born. And David, watch it. And there is somewhere in here what this comic book is about. It's about kids summoning demons. A comic book. And this, here it is. Listen to this. This, I'm reading you from the comic book. Listen to this. Abaddon is the prince of the bottomless pit, who ruleth over all, for he is the Lord of death, and all live or die by his whim, or by those who have charms to command him. In a comic book. In 77. And I'd almost guarantee you things have gotten worse. Oh, yeah. They've gotten more out front. And it gives you a couple commercials. It's named several demonic entities through here. And right here on this page, you got this little kid right there. Y'all see that little kid right yonder in the green? He is commanding this big demon. That's supposed to be Abaddon. That one. See him right there in the little green? You want to see? That's why Grand Theft Auto is so dangerous, man.
Amen.
Say amen right there.
Amen.
Y'all see that? Little boy, and that's the demon he's controlling. That's their rendition of Abaddon. And I told you, Satan, people say, oh, Brother Gary, y'all, you preachers, you're just going on. Satan ain't really after our kids. 1977, 46 years ago, that about 45 years, I'll be 48, so 45 years ago. I'm slow with math. That's not very sneaky. Yeah. And he talks about going out there, if you can do this, you can control these demons. Why do you think they're trying to teach kids they can control demons? Because you really can't control the demon. The demon controls you. It's like cigarette smoke. You hear somebody say, I can quit anytime I want to. Try it. You'll find out real quick who's got control. I've watched, I know folks that's been quit for 30, 40 years. And God tells me all the time, he says, I can still taste them. That thing's been out of his body for 30 years and he can still taste it. There's something spiritual going on. Jerry, you want me to pass this around? Is that okay? Anybody want to see this? Anybody want to see it? All right. Nobody wants to see your old mean comic book. Just me, I guess. Me and Jerry are probably the weirdest two people in this church. But guys, we're dealing some crazy stuff. And I couldn't, man, time wouldn't allow me to get in all this. All the directions that these names took me in studying and preparation. Now, I think this message, I think 3 weeks just studying. I couldn't get into Lilith. Abaddon and Apollyon take you into Lilith. That's an old Jewish something. It's a demon is what it is. But basically, Lilith is supposed to be a female demon. But Lilith is linked to owls. So owls are spiritual. Y'all knew that, right? And the Bible in the Old Testament talks about the screech owl. And I've talked to y'all through the book of Revelation that the birds are pictures of demons. Flies, locusts, birds. And that's one thing in this comic book. It talks about something about the spirit of an eagle or something I saw in there. That's why you got to be careful with stuff. Those, you know what screech owl, you know what word that word screech is translated from out of the Hebrew? Lilith. Ain't that something? Satan, I mean, if you don't get nothing else from this, understand me right now, Satan is real. And he's not playing games. You may be playing games with your spirituality. Satan's not playing games with your spirituality. You may have me fooled. You may have somebody else fooled, your family fooled. You may have a lot of folks fooled thinking you're all right. Satan knows whether or not you're right or all right. He knows if you've got one fly, or he knows if you've got 50,000 of them. I suggest you get a fly swat. Amen. Only way you're going to beat that booger out of your life is get you a fly swat or some fly paper. What's the fly paper? I think fly paper's prayer. You get to pray and Satan try to get you and you say, Lord, help me. He's stuck. Here come another one. Now, he ain't going to quit, but you better, you put up enough fly paper, you'll catch enough, you'll catch more than it'll get to you. And another thing you need to do is wash your food. Amen. I know a lot of y'all going home right now. You say, I'm washing everything. I ain't eating nothing. I'm putting everything up. I'm finished. Y'all shut everything down. Guys, be careful.